The Otna Native Corporation Board has rejected a proposed settlement with the state to allow continued public use of Cloutina Lake Road. The 25-mile road off the Richardson Highway near Copper Center crosses Otna land to the Cloutina River and Cloutina Lake. Otna declined an interview request, but a corporation press release says the proposal compromised Otna's private land use rights. State Department of Law spokeswoman Corey Mills says it would have maintained some public access.
It would be a 100-foot right-of-way, and people would be able to park on it, launch their boats from it where the river met the 100-foot right-of-way. But what the public would not be able to do was to camp or overnight park within the state right-of-way. Instead, Otna promised, if the settlement had gone forward, to provide camping areas for a fee.
Mills says the proposed settlement drew more than 400 public comments representing a range of views.
We had people who really were worried about the litter and other waste from people who use the area for camping and boating. And then we had the people who are avid users of the river who wanted to maintain it as open as possible.
Otna's rejection of the settlement sends the access issue back to court. Otna initially sued the state after a 2007 Department of Transportation maintenance project, it says, illegally widened the roadway and removed Otna Corporation signs and a fee station. Mills says the state considers the road an RS-2477 public right-of-way.
The state claims that this is one of those rights-of-way that through historic use became a public road. And so that's kind of what instigated this whole case back in 2008.
Mills says resolution of the case could set some precedent in regard to state claims on numerous other contested RS-2477 routes around Alaska. Attorneys for the state and Otna have to submit status briefs to the Superior Court by October 31st. A trial date has yet to be scheduled.